This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. Thousands of relatives of Gaza hostages completed a week-long march across Israel Saturday, arriving in Jerusalem to confront the government over their loved ones' plight as the war against Hamas in the Palestinian enclave enters a seventh week. In their October 7th cross-border raid on Israeli villages and army bases that triggered the war, shock troops of the Islamist faction killed 1,200 people and dragged about 240 into the Gaza Strip. Only five have been freed alive since. Many of the friends and family members of the missing fear they'll be lost to the retaliatory Israeli war to destroy Hamas. The government says the offensive improves the chances of recovering hostages, perhaps in a mediated prisoner exchange. March participant Steve Karam told the Reuters news service, "All the families want from the government is all the families want is for the government to talk to them." We seem to have some technical difficulties with that piece. I apologize. Rescuers trying to reach 41 workers trapped for nearly a week in a collapsed highway tunnel in the Indian Himalayas are working on a new plan Saturday involving a different way of drilling through the mountain, but it will take time. The men have been stuck in the hillside tunnel since Sunday morning after it caved in and are safe, authorities said. The trapped workers have light and receive oxygen, food and water and medicines via a pipe and can communicate via radios. The new plan involves drilling vertically from the top of the mountain under which the workers were trapped while working on a highway tunnel. A tunnel, said a divisional Forest Service officer for the Uttarakhand chief.